56 degrees and sunshine at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning. And let's bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what are we looking like so far here on this Friday, Bill?
Well, we've had some strength here after the reopen at 8:30. We've got the corn, July corn's at 398, up 2 3/4. The December corn's at 413 3/4, up 2.5. The July beans are at 1048, up 8.5, and November's at 1041, up 7 3/4. That's a pretty big turnaround for overnight markets. The July wheat is at 393, that's up 3 3/4. We kind of got a little turnaround, I think, on the markets from the stats. Canada, they had their report out this morning on acres, and the wheat acres were up a little bit higher than expected. The bean acres and corn acres and canola acres were all lower than expected. So I think that gave us a little bit of a boost. We also, I think, are getting a boost from the North-South Korea meeting that has made some announcements as far as ending the Korean War and some real positive stuff just from a China-Asia-Korea standpoint over there. So I think those are kind of what's entered into the market here at this point. We had exports out on yesterday. Just a quick summary on those. The soybean exports to date are about 88% of, about 88% of the USDA estimate. The five-year average on that is about 86%, so we're running a little bit above on the soybeans. Corn, we are that was corn at 88% compared to an 86% average. And on the soybeans, we're about 97% of the estimate, which is an average about 95% typically. So we're a little bit better than expectations on the export side at this point. I think we're kind of with the better week here. For the week, we've seen the wheat up about 22 cents. The soybeans are up about 2 cents, and the corn's up about 12 cents here at this point for the week. We're kind of bumping up against some resistance here on the July corn at 398 and the July beans at 1049 or so. We're kind of bumping up against the resistance. I think it's going to be hard to break through that till we get through the weekend and kind of see what the weather looks like next week. We're expecting some pretty good progress on Monday's report in at least some states, but I think it'll be looked at very close to see where the progress has been made, and especially in the northern part of the Corn Belt to see how much progress was made as far as planting corn and soybeans in Minnesota, the Dakotas, northern part of Iowa. So I think that'll kind of dictate where we head when we come in next week.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Let's take a quick glance at current conditions. It looks like a pretty nice Friday on tap. We're up to 56 degrees already with sunshine here in Urbana and a wind out of the northwest around 10 miles per hour. Bloomington normal in at 51 degrees, wind out of the north there at 16. 54 degrees in Decatur, northwest wind at 13 miles per hour. 53 in Danville with a north wind at 16. 57 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, with a northwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Rantoul, 54 degrees, with a north wind gusting up to 17 miles per hour. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies today, a high of 70 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 40. Partly cloudy and a bit cooler tomorrow with a high of 57. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.